Roger that, and I had to say this much, you know, for myself. All the years I've been a ham operator, back in years ago when I first got my technician test and I passed that one in flying colors, and I got my first radio was a 440 UHF. That's before I even got my license. I said, you don't want that radio. You want to go take that back to get the HT202 from your Radio Shack. And I still have that same very radio today. And it's not working. It's very old radio, and it's not doing like it's supposed to be doing, because I pushed the wrong button and had some, it's called ear something. It's causing problems because I had pushed the wrong button. I did something I shouldn't have done, I think. I kept on what I did, what was wrong, and it cleared out all the frequencies. Now it's telling me that air, ER, is called air, and it's deep when I was doing that on the 202, HTX-202. So, to my knowledge, I wouldn't know how to get back those frequencies in the program, to program those frequencies back where it was. I think the frequencies are perfectly still in there. You just had to find out how to get back to it, you know, when I had messed up when I did. KCH-CPT-4ID. What's your name again? You told me, I forgot.